We've been looking at the importance of applied learning and the key reason why leaders struggle to apply learning. Again, everything that we do at Guidestone involves applied learning. Tools do not work if they're not applied, and if they're not applied right away. In order for them to be transformative in our life and work, we need to try them on. The tools can't apply themselves. They require us to be intentional about applying them to our life, work, and leadership. As we move into this session, take a moment right now to download the worksheet for this session so you can follow along. Because in this session, I'm going to show you the one thing that wastes more time for leaders than anything else and what you can do about it. And that time waster is keeping up with email, keeping your inbox under control. So many leaders struggle with busyness and distraction because they don't have an intentional plan for keeping up with email. Over the years, my email volume has increased exponentially. So keeping up with projects within my organization, communicating with people that we teach and people that we coach, notifications, text, social media, blog comments, and I'm sure your inbox is overflowing just like mine is. Several years ago, I was sitting on a plane and you know how you sit down in the seat and you wonder if the people next to you are going to talk to you. And I happened to glance over to the young lady who looked like a professional young lady. She sat down and she opened her phone. And on her phone, I saw the notifications, you know, the little red icons that tell you how many messages, how many text messages, how many email messages, how many voicemail, how many missed calls that you had. The numbers in every single one of those things were hundreds. And in a couple cases, there were like over 1,000 text messages and over 3,000 unread emails. Is it any wonder why we struggle with busyness and distraction when that's the world that we live in? Years ago, I realized that I was receiving hundreds of email messages every day and that processing my email was requiring a significant portion of my day. In fact, there was a time when I spent more time processing email during work hours than I did anything else. And despite all the current technology and the innovative tools that were available, many people are falling further and further behind and they just can't keep up with the enormous volume of messages that are hitting their inbox. And so I realized that my workload was not sustainable. I could no longer process hundreds of email messages in a single day in addition to all the other responsibilities. In fact, the responsibilities that I needed to be doing in order to move my work forward and in order to help the organization in my area of leadership. I knew something had to change. And if I was going to be more effective in my work and lead my team to be more effective, something had to be different. I created a simple guide to help me get control of my email inbox. And I'm going to share it with you in just a moment. Since email processing was the biggest time waster for me, I began by asking, what can I do immediately to save time with my email? And here are several changes that I identified right away that helped me to make a big difference in this area. Number one is to set designated times to review email every single day. I began by scheduling 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the afternoon. Now, I know what you're thinking because I thought the same thing when I first started doing this. I mean, there's no way that'll work for me. We feel like when someone sends us an email, that they expect an immediate response. Most of us are just simply not that important, and the issues are simply not that urgent. For the few truly important items or job functions, you can spend some time thinking creatively about how you can address those or get someone to help you to identify, are these things really top priority? Ask them for their recommendations. You might be surprised. So in order to help me with this, I set in my email client, which happened to use Outlook, and we also have access to Google Mail and all of these other things. So you can do this in most email clients. You can do it on your device. I set my email. Nothing pushes to my email now. Nothing goes out and checks automatically. I have to physically open the app on my computer and force it to go check email. Nothing comes into my email box without me requesting it. In fact, I can type emails and I can tell it to send only and not to receive email until one of those designated times when I'm processing email messages. And I can do the same thing on my phone. When I open my phone app, I do not have it automatically go out and check messages. I have to force the app on my device, on my phone, to check the messages. And I do that, again, to help me with busyness and distraction, so I don't go down the black hole, which is my email inbox. So number one, set designated times to review email every day. You may have to start with 2 or 3 or 4 times. Just start somewhere and start making progress toward the goal of having 1 or 2 or just a few designated times to review email each day. Then number two, send fewer emails. This is kind of funny, and it may be the very reason why you're receiving a lot of emails, because you're sending a lot of emails. So quit it. I noticed that as I send more and more emails, I get more and more emails back. And many of them are like, thanks and okay, and I'll take care of that. I noticed that I was sending quite a few emails even to my assistant or to my direct reports or to a few colleagues. I was filling up their inboxes, and subsequently I was filling up mine with their responses. And so I developed a simple task list to review with each one of them during our one-on-one meetings, rather than sending them an email every time I needed to dump something out of my brain. So the positive byproduct was that they appreciated the conversations better, and we had richer and fuller conversations about their projects, and I had lower volume of email. So think about this. How can I send fewer emails? Number three, unsubscribe from distributions lists. The way to get started with this is ask, when was the last time that I found something of value from this list or from this vendor? When was the last time that I interacted with some of the content, or I clicked over to buy a product, or I was interested in something that I'm receiving by being on this email list? If it's been more than a couple of months, you don't need it. Get rid of it. When you do need it, you'll think about it, you'll remember it, and you'll know where to find it. You can always resubscribe. Occasionally, my wife and I will work on things together, and so she has to hand me her phone, and I'm looking through her email, and I'll see all of these things. And so while I'm sitting there, usually I'll walk over and I'll sit on the couch, and I'll go through about 8 or 10 of those things that I know she doesn't use very often, and I'll just unsubscribe from them. And so I had this regular practice of even doing this for my wife, and she doesn't know it, so don't tell her. But I unsubscribe from things that she does not need to be getting on a regular basis. Occasionally she'll say, hey, I haven't heard from so-and-so in a while, or I haven't heard about this product in a while, and I'll just smile and walk away. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but again, don't tell her. She's not aware of it. So unsubscribe from distribution lists and items that have little or no value. Then number four, encourage people not to copy you or CC you unless it's something that you really need to be aware of. You've probably worked with that person who copies you or copies your boss on nearly everything because he wants you to know and he wants everybody else to know that he's actually doing some work or she's actually doing some work. Let them know that you trust them and that you can catch up with them periodically regarding their projects, but you don't need them to bombard your email inbox every single day with what they're working on. Ask him to reduce his monthly CC quota for you from 100 to about 3. So encourage people not to CC you or not to copy you on an email unless it's something that you really need to know. The number five, be directive in the subject line. This is something I learned from Mark Miller, who was vice president for training and development at Chick-fil-A. Use phrases in your subject line like no need to reply, or please reply by noon on Friday, or important, your response or feedback is requested. The principle here is to get better results, be more specific. Remember us talking about that? In a very short period of time, you'll see a dramatic decrease in the volume of email and an increase in the productivity of your email messages. So be directive in the subject line. Then number six, process your email quickly. When you sit down to process your email at the scheduled time, keep moving. Read each message once, only once. Not once an hour, not once a day, not read it again. Just read it one time. And then answer this question. Is this message actionable? There are only 3 possible actions for each email message. These are some things that I learned from Michael Hyatt, and I think they're really, really good. When I handle every email message, I handle it in 1 of 3 ways, and you can too. The first thing I can do is discard it. I mean, if there's something that I don't need to do with it, it was just informing me of something, I just delete it. Probably about half of my email messages that I get, I still handle this way because it's just something I was being made aware of, or it's something I'm not interested in. So there's not much of an explanation needed here. You discard it. Number two, the second thing I can do is delegate it. Remember that although you may not have an assistant, or you may not even have team members or subordinates, there are many creative ways to get the help that you need. So ask yourself, who does this need to be delegated to, or who needs to see this or do something with it? Then number three, do something with it. So number one, discard it. I can remove it. Number two, delegate it. If it's something that I don't need to do myself. Number three, do something with it. The remaining 20% or so of email items that I receive, those projects, those are things that I handle in one of two ways. First of all, for the items that require less than 5 minutes, I do it right away. If I put them off, it requires me to continually think about them over and over, either every time I see it or when it comes to my mind. And ultimately, it wastes far more time than the action would require if I would just do it. And so I do just that. I do something with it. I take care of the task or the project, and I get it out of the way. Finishing the quick items also gives me more energy and more momentum, just like we were talking about in one of the previous sessions. So for items that require less than 5 minutes, I handle them right away. Then for items or projects that require more than 5 minutes, I schedule time on my calendar and I handle it. We showed you how to do this in the earlier session about how to manage your calendar and schedule more effectively. So I take the notes from that email message and I paste it into the notes of the calendar, and I schedule time to take care of that task, and then I delete the email message out of my inbox. So it's no longer there for me to see and think about. So do something with it. Items that require less than 5 minutes, handle right away. Projects or items that require more than 5 minutes, schedule time on the calendar. Then number seven, what you want to do to help yourself manage your email more effectively is empty the inbox every single day. Is it really possible to get caught up with email and to stay caught up? Yes, it is. And I've been doing it every single day, even as my work volume and my email volume has increased. Very few people would get as many email messages as I did. And yet, I can stay on top of it, and you can too. You may not be able to answer every message. However, you can process every message using the tips that we've talked about. Now, let me be clear. There is no easy fix. Taking control of your email and your inbox requires changing your behavior. And that change in behavior is going to require a mind shift for you. You must be willing to look at the challenge creatively and openly and make the investment into making the change, because it'll simplify thousands of other decisions and thousands of other activities for you in the future. Here's what I know from working with hundreds and hundreds of leaders. When your email is blowing up and your inbox is full and you can't get to it, you feel unorganized and out of control. You feel overwhelmed. And developing a plan for managing your email becomes an essential survival skill. And making the investment is well worth the effort. Now, at first, these actions are going to seem a little clunky and cumbersome, and you'll have to think through each step. But you'll catch on quickly, and eventually you'll be able to breeze through processing your email quickly and efficiently. Now let's shift gears for just a moment, and I want to talk about how to manage email with an assistant. Now if you don't have an assistant, this isn't a time to skip over this or to tune out. You're going to want to hear me explain this. And there were times, again, when I did not have an assistant, or when I was in a period of transition, when my assistant had left, or when I was changing roles, that I actually used the same process to manage my own email. So this process that I'm getting ready to show you about how to manage your email with an assistant can help you in a number of different ways. Years ago, I heard Mark Miller speak about how he had learned to manage his emails with maximum efficiency and effectiveness. And he had learned a secret that I had not considered before. His secret for managing his email was to not manage it, to get somebody else to manage it. And so I began allowing my assistant to manage my email for me. Now you say, wouldn't that be nice? What if I don't have an assistant? If you don't have an assistant, you can get one. And there are so many ways to do this now in the world that we live in. Number one, you can consider setting up a simple internship for a student at your local college or university. Number two, you can advertise for a volunteer. Many businesses and nonprofits have volunteer staff who can help you with this. Number three, you could consider a virtual assistant. For relatively low wages, you can hire a virtual assistant, and this concept has proven to be very effective for many, many leaders. Number four, you can hire an online business manager. In fact, we've done this a number of times where we've hired an online business manager not only to manage email and to process messages, but to actually manage the distribution and coordination of the projects from the email messages that we received. So we've done all of these. And if you're interested in one or more of these and you don't know how to get started, shoot me an email and I can provide more information. We'll work with you to help you to make progress in this area. The truth is this, and this is why this is important. Someone other than you can handle 70 to 80% of your email. That's right. You're not all that needed. You're not all that important. And so why not create a plan for managing email more efficiently? So here's what we did. I created a plan for managing my email more efficiently. In my inbox, number one, in my inbox, I set up a folder for my assistant to review incoming email. We use Outlook as an email client, but this works well in nearly every web-based email client. I used a series of rules to move incoming messages into her folder. And I won't take time to go through these now, but if you want more information on this, shoot us an email and we can help you with that in more detail. So the first thing is, the email goes into her folder rather than coming into my inbox. The second thing is, as my assistant reviews each item, she uses the process that I showed you just a few moments ago to handle the messages. Here's what it looks like with an assistant. The first thing was discard it. Everything that's not personally addressed to me gets deleted. Items that I'm CC'd on, they're reviewed to determine if I need to handle them. Otherwise, she deletes them. Number two was delegate. Since I lead our organization, I regularly receive messages that require the services from someone on our team. So each message is reviewed and forwarded to the individual that would be responsible for that task or function. And then number three, prioritize. My assistant prioritizes the remaining 20% of the messages in one of two folders for me to review. There's a red folder that I review every single day. And I mentioned before that I schedule 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the afternoon to process these email messages. Once my assistant and I were comfortable with this system, I was able to consider reducing or increasing the amount of time. So things that I needed to handle right away go in the red folder. If it's something that I don't need to do right away, but I need to take care of eventually, it goes in the yellow folder. And I review the yellow folder at least once a week. My assistant also reviews the yellow folder periodically throughout the week to determine if anything needs to be moved from that folder to the red folder. Now, the last step is mine. Do something with it. I shared this with you earlier. So I eventually delegated all of my email processing to my assistant, and I realized that I simply did not need to process most of my email myself. Now, if you'll give it time to work, it'll save you several hours a week. Now, if you haven't already, take a moment right now and download the worksheet on this page and complete the action steps for this session. Remember, you don't have to get these things perfect. You just need to take the next step. So I'll see you in the next session.